Hello, this is Brett Hill, and welcome to another installation of the IIS show. Today I had a very interesting experience. In my regular duties here at Microsoft, I get called to talk to customers from time to time about technologies that we're involved with. And of course, IIS 7 is what I've been involved with for a while. And customers come in and they want to hear about what we're doing with web servers and the future of the web server technology. And whenever that happens and someone says, oh, we'll have Brett come in and talk to them. Well, today I got asked to come in and have a discussion with Marcus Friend, who runs plentyoffish.com. And he had quite a remarkable story. And so I thought I'd ask him if he would come and talk to us on the IIS show about his website and how he's doing what he's doing. So fortunately, he agreed to do so. And so welcome, Marcus. I'm glad you decided to do this.
Thank you for having me.
Well, glad to. So tell us a little bit about plentyoffish.com. What kind of a website is it?
It's a free online dating site, and it's used by millions of people around the world, mostly in Canada, the UK, and also a lot in the US.
And it's a free service, which distinguishes it from some other websites that are popular.
There's no other large free dating site, so I'm the only large free dating site. Everyone else is paid.
I see. And so you started this. How did you get this idea, and when did you start this out?
I was working at all these dead-end jobs. It was at the end of the dot-com boom, so we'd jump and ship every 6 months because companies would go under.
Mm-hmm.
And I was only doing ASP, and I needed to learn ASP.NET, so I went and built a dating site using ASP.NET. I didn't want to read books because I never learned anything from them. So
you just got out using Visual Studio?
Yeah, I was using Visual Studio. At nights, I'd start working on the site, and it was half in ASP and half in ASP.NET, and eventually converted it all over.
And so you wound up with you just registered the name plentyoffish.com and started working on it. And as you were working on it, was it online?
I'd registered it a couple of years before, and I never actually did anything with it. And then I started working on it. It was run off my home machine. I had close to 20,000 users before I finally went and paid for $100 hosting.
And how long was it until you went from zero to 20,000 users?
It was about, I started in March and about December-ish.
Mm-hmm,
I think,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this was March, how long ago?
2003.
2003. All right. And so you went out and you had this idea. You started to develop it on your own. You got from zero to 20,000 and said, I've got to get this out of my house because this is more important than what I can host on a local system.
I had my ADSL maxed out, so I had to move.
Precisely. So you moved over to a hosting system, and then what happened?
Then it just started growing and growing and growing, and I just needed to constantly upgrade the site and do stuff. And then AdSense came out, so I started making some money on the site. So, I was making a few thousand bucks a month, and I was like, this is more important than my job. I should really, try and make the site bigger and make more money. So I took it more and more seriously as time went on.
So after a while, the revenue from the business overwhelmed your other opportunities in terms of writing code for a career. Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and so you're saying, to heck with that, let's just crank this engine up over here. And so what did you do at that point?
I started working from... this company sent me to work from home for a while, and I was like, oh my god, it's going to end. So then I just went hardcore and just fixed up the site, made it all work. For the longest time, I didn't allow people to upload images. It was half ASP, half ASP.NET, so the session state wasn't transferring. I mean, it was a complete mess, but people were using it.
Right.
And then I just quit my job and went and worked on it full time. I was like, oh, what the heck, might as well do this. It's not like this job will be here for very much longer anyways.
Right, exactly. And so how long ago was that you decided to go full-time?
Oh, I don't even remember now. It must have been, I think it was a year later. It was in 2004, I believe.
Uh-huh. So since 2004, you were working on the site full-time. And so what kinds of improvements did you make? Are you using any ASP, classic ASP now, or is it all ASP.NET?
It's all ASP.NET now.
Mm-hmm. And so that helped your site in terms of performance?
Well, the ASP just sucked. I mean, it was memory hog, and it was killing my site under volume. Then ASP.NET 1 came around. I had 12 full growth in 12 months, and it was just huge.
So 12-fold growth. So what are you looking at 12-fold growth? What are you looking at there in terms of numbers of users, do you think?
No, I don't remember off the top of my head, but it was it was from under a million pages to like 12 million page views.
12 million page views.
A day.
A day. Okay, so you went to 12 million page views a day, and this was ASP.NET what?
Yeah, and then I think I only reached 8 with ASP.1, but what happened was with ASP, there was huge concurrency issues and memory leaks and stuff, and then when I went to ASP.NET 2.0, it was all solved. I mean, it all went away and everything worked fine.
So that was a big upgrade then, going to 2.0. That solved a lot of your problems.
Yeah, it was a huge upgrade in terms of performance and reliability.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so you're running this on Windows 2003.
Standard as server.
Server edition. On, is that 32-bit or 64-bit?
32-bit.
You're running a 32-bit OS, okay. And it's now all .NET 2. And today, right now, what kind of performance are you getting out of your site?
Yesterday hit 31 million page views, so that's 2 million pages an hour at peak, 600 and some page views a second. 45 to 50,000 concurrent users at peak, so it's doing pretty well.
45 to 50,000?
Yeah.
Concurrent users.
Yeah.
Now, and what kind of a web farm do you have to support that?
It's just one web server.
One web server.
It's IIS. You don't need more than that.
Now, wait a second, because I run into people that say, but when is IIS going to scale? And you're telling me that your website supports 40 to 50,000 concurrent users at a time. Wow, that's fantastic. So did you have any special coding techniques or anything that you did to get this kind of concurrency?
Anytime you try and do something complex, you usually end up hurting yourself more than helping. So everything's very simple. I mean, there's nothing harder than a database, you know, call or if-else statement. I mean, it's all pretty simple. Mm-hmm. I don't use any built-in components or like data grid, any of that. It's nothing. I use nothing. Everything is written by myself.
Mm-hmm. So it's all very straight ahead. So your user interface is follows that same design model, then, just very simple, uncluttered sort of design.
Yes.
I see.
So the toughest part for me, like the biggest performance that I take is from compressing all the outbound ASP files.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's not even rendering them as the problem.
And so your files are stored, your content then, is it on your web server or you have a back-end database?
Everything is in SQL Server, so there's nothing static about the site. Everything is dynamic in real time. There's no caching whatsoever. Everything is a hit to the database.
So everything comes off the database and is served to the web tier and then out to the cloud to the user.
Yes.
And is there anything coming out of the cloud to the user? Like are users fetching anything from like an edge server?
They're fetching from Akamai. They're fetching my images now. I started using that a few months ago.
And how'd that help you?
It's more reliable.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about image servers and things like that, which are a real pain.
Sure, sure. So what are you looking for? What's going to be the next generation then of plentyoffish.com? What are you looking for in terms of what's on your task list for upgrades and changes and improvements?
Well, right now my server's only handling, it's running about 55%, so I'm wondering if I can take it to 100,000 concurrent users. And then maybe down the future, maybe I'll do round-robin DNS on the web servers if I really... Or do a router that supports sticky sessions, so I can point some traffic to this web server and some to another.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the web stuff's pretty simple. Maybe when I hit 5-10 billion pages, I'll think of something else. But I'm only at a billion now, so it doesn't.
Well, that's very, very impressive, I'm kind of at a loss of what to ask next. I'm so stunned with these numbers. And with one web server, are you going to be implementing any of the newer .NET technologies that are coming out? Do you have any plans to implement any kind of web services or expose any of your features through APIs or anything like that?
Not really. I'll see what everyone else does, and if they do something cool that's useful and people adopt it, then I'll use it. But I don't feel like being the guinea pig.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's wise. That's wise.
It's a dating site. Like, people don't really care. People come there for service. They use the site, and they really don't care about all this Web 2.0 stuff. Or, you know, it's like, I want to find a date. I don't really care about how the data is presented to me or
uh-huh, uh-huh.
or what's going on in the back end.
So again, then it seems like the operating principle is just to stay on your mission and keep it simple.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Well, very
keep good. It easy and do what the user wants.
Oh, rules to live by in the web world. That's great. Well, I really appreciate you taking time to talk to us about it. I know we'll be hearing and seeing more of you. You're looking to explore IS7, perhaps?
Oh, yes. I want to deploy that as quickly as possible, see what performance gain I can get. I'd like to throw in more RAM and then use 64-bit. I'm assuming it'll serve stuff better, faster, and there'll be more stuff in RAM.
Yeah, let's hope so. I'll hope that, and I'll be interested in seeing how that works out for you too. And if we do that, then for listeners, you'll be seeing some news about it on IS.net, I'm sure. Well, thanks again for taking time to talk to us. Congratulations on your site and on your success. And if there's anything, of course, that I can do for you, I'm sure you'll let me know.
Well, thank you. I'm really looking forward to IS7.
Yeah, thank you. So are we all. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.